This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Deputy Prime Minister Bradshaw is suing for defamation over the Czech donation allegations. Barbadians continue to raise concerns about the cybercrime bill and want some aspects reviewed. The Democratic Labour Party wants answers on the stalemate on the housing project at Poole in St. John. Jamaican government launches early warning system to detect new psychoactive drugs, and several people in California are told to evacuate as the state braces for a life-threatening storm. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw has again insisted there was no wrongdoing involved in a check that was written to her and has declared her intention to sue those who made allegations about the matter. The $7,500 check, which Ms. Bradshaw insists was a donation to her charity, came to light after it was stolen from her constituency office and the alleged thief was charged and appeared in court. The Deputy Prime Minister has said the donation was to help her fund the annual Christmas hamper and food voucher program for constituents. She spoke at length of the matter during a meeting of the Barbados Labour Party's St. Michael's Southeast branch, saying no law had been broken.
And Mr. Clark decided genuinely he can call up the office, spoke to my constituency assistant, says I got something to drop off for Santia. So she said, you can drop it in through the window. Up to this point, I don't even have a letterbox on the building. He dropped it in through the window. I never saw the check. Because by the next morning, Mr. Holford broke into my office around 11 o'clock and took up the check from the tray before any conversation could take place about this check. The police called my constituency assistant and said, what does the minister want to do? Does the minister want to pursue charges? I took a decision. Go along and do what you have to do because I ain't got nothing to hide. I ain't receive it, so there ain't nothing to hide. So there has never been any wrongdoing, any breaching of any legislation, you see. I don't know how I could breach something that has not been proclaimed.
She stressed her determination to hold accountable those who she believes defamed her.
My position remains the same on integrity in public life and the legislation as it did before the campaign in 2018. I have nothing to hide. But I want you to understand that those who took to the call-in programs trying to defame my character and to discredit my reputation, they have received a pre-action letter for the lawsuit to be dropped in their tail. And I want to make it clear this evening, let them keep talking. Because everyone that talk, the letter can come and drop it in the tail. I am not the one. So if they want an equalizer for the Barbados Labour Party, it is not Santia Bradshaw.
Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw. Barbadians have raised concerns with what they say is the vague language of the cybercrime bill, fearing that if implemented as is, it could limit the public from speaking out against the government. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program, politician and social media blogger Kimar Stewart said he understands the rationale behind the bill, but believes some aspects need revising. He said that one of his main concerns is that the bill would criminalize freedom of speech for citizens.
Something I never signed up for was for any administration to limit my freedom of speech. And I wouldn't encourage the population of Barbados to be indulgent in the idea that the bill is going to go as it is. We are already policed heavily by big tech firms as to what you can and can't say. Ever so often when you make comments online on some news media sites, they delete the comments. So to go any further than that and to put that power now directly in the hands of a minister or government who by inkling could feel embarrassed or emotional distress, that minister now has the power to reach in and send the police to target individuals. Right? So that very thin layer of protection between the citizens and the police is where my deep concern is.
Politician and social media blogger Kimar Stewart. Meantime, also speaking on the program, attorney at law Harry Husband says while he welcomes some aspects of the bill, he too believes there needs to be greater clarity.
The areas of concern, however, for me in particular would be the cyberbullying, which is section 20. And it seems to me where you use things such as offensive, where it says the person who intentionally uses a computer system to publish, broadcast, or transmit data that is offensive. Then the other things that you use are pornographic, indecent, vulgar, profane, or obscene, or of a menacing character. So when you have things like offensive being used, it's a very subjective term. And I think the government may probably have to review that particular aspect and try to get us into a more clear law. As you know, when laws are drafted, one of the areas constitutionally, there must be clarity involved. And with a lack of clarity, you may have a constitutional issue there by just using the term offensive, where it's not actually properly described in the app.
Attorney at Law Harry Husbands. The Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on housing, Ricardo Harrison, is concerned about the progress of the HOPE program at Poole in St. John. The DLP representative released a statement to the media following an article in the Nation News highlighting several private sector projects where questions were raised about the HOPE project in Poole. Mr. Harrison called for the Minister of Housing to give an update.
Minister Sutherland promised to build 202 houses at Poulan. Former Minister Charles Griffith, 180 houses were to be built at Poulan before the end of the financial year 2022. To date, less than 30 partial structures were built and are now overgrown and covered with bush. We as a nation are concerned. We are asking Minister Sutherland to report on the other HOPE projects that were highlighted last year. Again, we are witnessing a blatant waste of taxpayers' money.
DLP spokesperson on housing, Ricardo Harrison. The Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists want the National Cultural Foundation to reconsider putting the Soca Monarch competition back on the annual cropover calendar. The once annual event has not been held since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Public Relations Officer of the Association, Barry Knight, tells Starcom Network News, while he understands it is an expensive venture, he believes a discussion with stakeholders is required.
It's a great competition for the artists to look forward to after investing in their craft for the season. It adds value to the entire cropover festival. The artists can benefit from it. The NCF and the sponsors can also benefit from it. But you will have to have conversations to find out how best you can make it profitable and engaging for every person involved, from sponsors to the NCF and to the artists as well, so everybody can benefit from it equally. But I will call for them to hopefully reconsider and once all parameters in terms of the behind-the-scenes budget and planning make sense and it can happen for this year and they can see it, great for it. If it have to wait to the next year, I can understand that as well, because it's not an easy venture. It's a very tedious and expensive venture as well, you know.
He also wants greater opportunities overseas for local artists.
I think any Barbadian artist that have the opportunity to perform outside of the island is a great opportunity for their individual brand and exposure and growth. But we will have to work in conjunction with the different agencies outside the region to create opportunities as well, or try to find ways to facilitate any artist that any current opportunities to see how they can benefit from it. It will definitely push the local artist, their brand.
PRO for the Barbados Association of Creative and Artists, Barry Knight. Jamaica's early warning system on drugs has been launched to combat the growing threat of new psychoactive substances, which are becoming more popular and accessible around the world. An assessment highlighted a growing trend in the use of the substance known as Molly among youth and young adults. Speaking during the launch of the early warning system, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dustin Bryan, said these psychoactive drugs have created challenges within the population.
We see this in our young, where the presence of depression, presence of psychotic episodes, triggered in some instances by the use and abuse of drugs, is resulting in a significant impact on our social norms and our social values. But more importantly, it is impacting the public health response to these challenges. Therefore, it is imperative that public health take the stance of preventative management by ensuring that our early warning systems give us the information that emboldens us to address the issues that result from the presence of these psychoactive substances in our population.
Permanent Secretary in Jamaica's Ministry of Health, Dustin Bryan. And finally, people in parts of California have been told to evacuate as the state braces for what forecasters warn will be a life-threatening storm. Heavy rain and snowfall could cause life-threatening floods from Santa Barbara to Los Angeles. It is the result of an atmospheric river effect, which is caused by airborne currents of dense moisture. About 37 million residents, or 94% of the population, are under flood alerts. Recapping the headlines. Deputy Prime Minister Bradshaw is suing for defamation over check donation allegations. Barbadians continue to raise concerns about the cybercrime bill and want some aspects reviewed. The DLP wants answers on the stalemate on the housing project at Pool St. John. Jamaica's government launches early warning system to detect new psychoactive drugs, and several people in California told to evacuate as the state braces for a life-threatening storm. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.